हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 6 ध्यान योगम टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नानिश्चयेन युक्तव्योम योग निर्वेण सेतसम संकल्प प्रभवां कामं त्यक्त्वा सर्वं अशेषतः नै सेवेन्द्रिय ग्रामं विनियम्य समातनः। सा निश्चयेन युक्तव्यों योग निर्वेण सेतसं संकल्प प्रभवं कामं त्यक्त्वा सर्वं अशेषतः मनसेवेन्द्रिय ग्रामं विनियम्य समन्ततः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एससी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। वन शुड एनगेज वन सेल्फ इन द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योगा विद अ डिटर्मिनेशन एंड फेथ एंड नॉट बी डिविएटेड फ्रॉम द पाथ। वन शुड अबंडन विदाउट एक्सेप्शन ऑल मटीरियल डिजायर बॉर्न ऑफ मेंटल स्पेकुलेशन and thus control all the senses on all side by the mind. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam Saksharan Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutalayam Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Nitinaminim Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharinim निर्विशेष शून्यवादीं पाशातदेशतारिणीं नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायतिं कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांतराधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तत्कांक्षिण गौरांगिराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियम्। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 6 ध्यान योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। Yesterday, we have discussed about the incarnation of the Supreme Personality form, personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Balram. Today, we will try to discuss about the appearance of Sri Krishna. As per the Shastra, all the incarnation are originated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and He is like a fountain head. All the incarnation is called avatar, and Krishna is avatari. Avatari means all the incarnations are emanating from him only. As per the Shastra, he is a Bhagavan, he is the Supreme Lord, and he is a God. because we have to always see what the Shastra says. Someone might say, according to me, and if you say, according to me, means it is a wrong always. Because our mind always keep on changing. Today we say something and tomorrow we say something. What is the value of our mind? And there is no value. Even in the court, if the judge is there and if he say, according to me, he is a criminal. What is the value of your according to you? And you have to say the law, what the law says. If you speak from the law, then it is everybody will accept it. And instead of speaking from the law, if you say, you know, he may be, he is, you know, we can give a 5 years punishment for this and 10 years. So what is the value? So there is no value. You have to always speak based on the law. Similarly, all the spiritual subject matter, we have to see based on the Shastra. It is not based on what I am thinking, what I heard. It is all useless, simply. What the Shastra says, that is the final authority. We can accept it. And Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28, it is mentioned, Ete chamsa kala pumsaha krishnastu bhagavan swayam indriyari vyakulam loke mridayante yuhe yuhe. It is mentioned Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead and he is the Bhagavan. And even Lord Brahma also says in Brahma Samhitam, Ramadi Mutis Kala Niyame Natishtan Nana Vatara Makaro Bhuvaneshakintum Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Parama Pumam Yoga Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma says Ramadi Mutis Kala Niyame. All the Rama, Narasimha, Vamana, all incarnated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna only. So to understand Krishna Lila, it's a little difficult. Only if you have the mercy of the Supreme Lord, if you have the mercy of the devotees, then only we can understand about Krishna. Easy to understand about Lord Rama and all the avatars. But to understand Krishna is very difficult. Because he is a small boy, he's appeared in small boy and he's playing. And you know, he is eating mud. How can we conclude that he is a god? He is eating mud. So to understand Krishna very difficult, because when Krishna ate mud and Balramji complained to Mother Yashoda, hey, Mother Yashoda, you see he is eating mud. Then Yashoda asked, hey, Krishna, why you are eating mud? He said, no mummy, I didn't eat. And as soon as Krishna opened the mouth, and she could see the entire Brahmanda inside the mouth of Krishna. So this is the greatness of Krishna. Even though he is a small boy eating a mud, and immediately as soon as he opened the mouth, the entire universe he is, Mother Yashoda got bewildered. And he is a small boy playing, then he immediately lifted Govardhan Hill. So to understand Krishna is a little bit complicated. Only if we have the proper guru, then we can understand about Krishna Tattva. So Mother Earth, she become overburdened very much, and she taken the form of the cow, and she went to Lord Brahmaji. Because so many the demons, they were actually creating a lot of trouble in the earth, and Mother Earth became overburdened. And Lord Brahma taken Lord Shiva and all Devi and Devata, they all went to the Kashal ocean and prayed to the Supreme Personality of God at Purusha Shukta Om. Then the Supreme Lord spoke to the Lord Brahma, you don't worry, I'm going to appear very soon. He says, son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Then all the Devi and Devatas, they become very much satisfied, and then they all return. So after that, in Mathura, there is a king called Surasena. Under that, Devaki and Vasudeva, they got married, and the father of Devaki, and he gave a lot of gold as a dowry. And so many elephant, horses, decorating with gold coins, and the 200-300 maid servant, and so many things actually he gave to Devaki as a dowry. And Devaki and Vasudev, they got very beautifully married, and they were actually sitting in a chariot to go to their own places. That time King Kamsa, we become very, very happy because sister got married, and he himself, even though he is a king, and he himself, you know, driving the chariot for Devaki. While he is driving, there is Akashvani from the sky, said that, hey, foolish Kamsa, you are driving a chariot for Devaki and Vasudev. The eighth child of Devaki is going to kill you. As soon as he heard this voice, and immediately he became angry, and you know, where the child will kill me? I will kill Devaki today itself. Where is the if she is alive, then only there is a chance of producing a children. Now, today itself I will kill. So in this way, in the left hand he catch hold of Devaki's neck, and the right hand he taken the sword, is about to kill Devaki. Now, as a duty of the husband is to protect the wife always. So this is the duty, the prime duty of the husband. So Vasudev, and today only got married, suddenly, you know, started speaking with Kamsa. Hey Kamsa, wait. Why you are killing your sister? Today only got married, and you are very good king, and you know, people will speak ill of you. So in this way, so many logic and this explained, but still Kamsa is not agreed. Then after that, he said, okay Kamsa, anyway, eighth child is going to kill you. Why you are afraid now itself? As soon as the child is born, I will bring and I'll give to you. So you don't worry. So then Kamsa also agreed, okay, fine. So they actually left. The first child is born, and then immediately Vasudev, very, very truthfully, and he is very, very truthful, and he brought the first child to the Kamsa. Kamsa, as I promised, I brought the first child to you. Then Kamsa also became very, very happy and he was very smile, even though he's Asura. And by looking at the truthful nature of Vasudeva, and he said, okay, you don't worry, you take the child back. Anyway, 8th child only going to kill, na? So you take the child back, no problem. Then after that, Narada Muni came and he informed Kamsa, hey Kamsa, and Vishnu is going to kill all the demoniac king. So then as soon as he heard from Narada Muni, and he was remembering his about past life. In the past life, he was a name called Kala Nemi, and Vishnu killed him. So in this way, he was afraid of Lord Vishnu. I was thinking that Lord Vishnu might be appeared in the Yadu dynasty and he will kill. So in this way, thinking like that, and he went to Vasudeva and taken the child, and immediately he killed. So in this way, one after another, Kamsa killed 6 child. Small baby, 6 child he killed. So 7th child was Sankarsana Balramji. Yesterday we discussed. So when Devaki became pregnant, the 7th child, the Supreme Lord arranged the Yohamaya Durga. And he said that Krishna told this Yohamaya, take this child from the womb of Devaki. There is a Rohini living in the Vrindavan. Take the child. And he transferred the from Devaki womb to Rohini womb. So in this way, Sankarsana, we have discussed, and they transferred this child from Devaki womb to Rohini. After that, the 8th child, Krishna, is going to appear. That time, actually, the Krishna spoke to Yohamaya in the form of the Durga. Hey Durga, you go and appear in the house of Nanda Maharaj. I will appear here. Then what to do? And you, once my father will bring me to the Vrindavan, and you come to Mathura. In this way, Krishna instructed to Yohamaya Durga. So that's why then Krishna also blessed Yohamaya Durga, and you will be celebrated. You will be, people will be worshipping you in various names, Durga, Ambika, Vaishnavi, like this way. So after that, what happened? Krishna entered the mind of Vasudeva. This is not ordinary, like a husband and a wife uniting, then the child came. Not like that. Krishna entered the mind of Vasudeva and then to the heart. From there, and he was from the heart of the Vasudeva, this child is a transfer to the mind of Devaki. So in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and enter the heart of Devaki. As soon as the Supreme Lord entered the heart of Devaki, and Devaki became very, very affluent. He comes always very, very afraid, and he was thinking, oh my God, this is the... Even when the 7th child is transferred from Devaki to Rohini, and everybody said, miscarriage. And Kamsa also was very laughing, because of my fear only, baby. Miscarriage happened. So in this way, now the 8th child, Devaki become very, very affluent. Effulgent, very, very effulgent. All the Devi and Devatas, they were actually looking at Devaki, they were all very much pleased. Devaki become very, very effulgent. And Kamsa was about to kill Devaki. I will not allow this child to born. Then Kamsa was thinking, oh my God, anyway, she is pregnant. Why should I kill? People will speak ill of me. So in this way, Krishna Kamsa, he did not kill Devaki, and he left. Anyway, let the son born. After that, I will kill him. So this way, Kamsa also left. And she become very, very effulgent. And the entire place, it is like illuminating like a great sun. And the most auspicious day, the day of the Rohini and Aswini, all the Devi and Devatas, they were actually praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the time is become very, very auspicious. So after that, all the trees and in the Sukadeva Goswami given the elaborate information in Srimad Bhagavatam, how the everything become very, very auspicious. All the trees and flowers and the rivers and the mountains and the temperature, everything become very, very pleasing, very, very pleasing. All the Devi and Devatas, they were actually in very, very great happiness. All the Gandharvas, they are singing there. Then everybody is playing a musical instrument, and everyone is savoring the flowers. Entire You know, everywhere surcharged with all auspicious activities and all auspicious sign. The most wonderful auspicious time, the Supreme Lord, He appeared in the he appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dark night with a great effulgent. He did not appear as a normal child. He appeared in the 400 form of Vishnu. 400 form of Vishnu, Changu Chakra Gada Batma, and Krishna very beautifully appeared. And as soon as Krishna appeared, Vasudev, 10,000 cows in the mind, he donated to the Brahmanas. Because he is there inside the jail and he cannot give any gift to the people, because so that's why by the mind he offered 10,000 cows to the Brahmana. After that, so this is the most beautiful things. And Vasudev started praying to the Supreme Personality God, because Krishna appeared in the form of the 400 form as a Vishnu, and Vasudev started praying and Devaki also started praying. So after that, and Krishna started speaking. The Supreme Lord started speaking, "Hey Devaki, my mother, and Vasudev, in the previous millennium, and you all did 12,000 celestial years. And Devaki and Vasudev, they have 12,000 celestial years. They have gone through a tapasya. Great tapasya. They did not even drink water and so many things. They were doing a tapasya like anything. And the Supreme Lord, he pleased with the tapasya of Devaki and Vasudev, and he asked, "Oh my dear, what do you want? Please tell me, what is the benediction you are looking for?" And then Devaki and Vasudev, they said that we need the children exactly like you. Then Krishna agreed, and Krishna is a first he agreed as a Prishni Garbha. As a son of Prishni and Vasudev, and he appeared as a Prishni Garbha. After that, Aditi and Kashyapa, the son of Aditi and Kashyapa, as a Upendra, as a Vamanadev. So Krishna already appeared two times. Now this is the third time Krishna is telling, I appeared already two times as a Prishni Garbha and the Upendra. Now I'm appearing as a third time as I promised. So here Krishna is telling why I'm appearing as a Vishnu form, because if I appear in the Krishna's form as an ordinary child, you will not understand that I am a Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, as I promised, you may be thinking this is maybe the ordinary child like this way. So in order for you to understand that I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that's why he appeared in the 400 form of the Vishnu. So after that, immediately as a small child, Krishna changed to a small baby like that. So after that, what happened? By the arrangement of Yohamaya, and all the people in the jail, they started sleeping. No, just like, for example, if you give the sleeping tablet, everyone will sleep. So similarly, everybody got sleeping, and then Vasudev taken the child of Krishna and crossed the Yamuna river, and the so much of rain was going on, but still Yamuna gave the way, and Vasudev crossed the Yamuna river and went to the Vrindavan, and he kept Krishna child in Nanda Maharaja house, and there was a Yohamaya Durga, his baby girl was there. That girl, and he brought it back, and all the jailer, all the jail door, everything closed, and then child started crying. As soon as the jailer heard the child started crying, then the informed Kamsa, and then Kamsa with a great fear, and he came. Oh, so in this way, he came with a great fear, and then Devaki started speaking to Kamsa, "Hey Kamsa, this is a girl child, please give me at least one, I will live." So, but still he is not ready to agree anything, and immediately he grabbed the child, about hit in the wall, and immediately Durga slipped down from the hand of Kamsa, and with a 800 form, Durga appeared in the sky and spoke to the Kamsa, "Hey foolish, and Supreme Personality guarded and living somewhere else, and he is going to kill you." So in this way she spoke and disappeared. So after that, Krishna started living in Vrindavan. After that, Kamsa sent so many demons to kill, but unable to kill. Finally, Krishna killed Kamsa. So in this way, so many amazing pastimes are there in Krishna Lila. Hare Krishna. In this shloka, Krishna is explaining that in 6.24, we should do the yoga practice with a determination and faith. Anything we do in life, we should have the determination. If there is no determination, there is no patience and there is no faith, then we cannot achieve anything. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, we should do the yoga practice or devotional service with a great determination and faith patiently. Unless we should not get discouraged. Sometimes the result may get delay. When we are doing a yoga process or anything, even in materialistic life also, when you are doing a business, maybe the result may come little delay, but we should not get discouraged. We should not get discouraged, and we should be with great determination and with faith. We should do the devotional service with rigidly. So if you are doing, Srila Prabhupada here quotes the Utsaha Nishchaya. The Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Insection quotes that Utsaga Nishchaya Dhairya. The first is saying enthusiasm is very much required to do the devotional service. So from this shloka, we can understand that when we're doing the yoga practice with great determination, with great faith, we should do. When we are doing, and Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example of this sparrow. The sparrow lost the egg in the ocean, and the sparrow asked to the ocean, "Hey ocean, you give me the egg back." So, but the ocean refused. You know, the sparrow is very small, and in front of the ocean, this is nothing. So, ocean got, you know, ocean ignored. But there's a sparrow with a great determination. He said, "I'm going to drink all your water." Ocean is very big, but the sparrow is very small. But very good, great determination, taking the small drops of water from the ocean and bringing and putting. So in this way, when Garuda hears that this sparrow, small sparrow, with great determination, is emptying this ocean. So immediately Garuda appeared, and Garuda spoke to the ocean, "Hey, give the egg back." So in this way, this sparrow, small sparrow, got the egg back. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada quotes that similarly, this is like a sparrow with a great determination it was doing. So similarly, we should also perform the devotional service. When we do the devotional service, then definitely the success is guaranteed, the result will come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.